The first section of what is known as the Gondek Edition was added to the 1896 Romanesque Revival structure in 1963, and a second phase was built in 1970. The squared-off, windowless, multi-story tower was a low-cost solution to a growing problem of overcrowding and was intended only for storage. Bexar County spokeswoman Laura Jesse says the plan was never for the mid-century modern structure to be a permanent solution.
The thought back then was that, you know, the county would build a new structure, which they did in the 80s, which is the Kadena Reese Justice Center. And then we have the Palo Elizondo Tower that was, you know, recently constructed. So once we got all of that space constructed, then our facilities manager said that we could bring the Gondek Edition down.
Construction crews have begun tearing out the wraparound on the west side of the building and the ramp at the basement entrance. Jesse says once the project is complete, the public will have a full view of the entire sandstone surface of the original courthouse for the first time in half a century.
Some of it will need to be restored, but it is in pretty good condition. It's been protected from, you know, the elements.
The original Bexar County Courthouse is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. It is the oldest and largest continuously operating courthouse in the state. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.